Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back. Questions and answers with Nupkita Koloff here. The devil's worst nightmare. Shetoita. Hey, today's question comes from W. McCracken Jr. He emailed this in, and I say he. I'm hoping it's a he. It may not be, but you know who you are. But he was mentioning the podcast when I shared the story of my late wife Mandy and her passing, and so he had several questions here. One referring to the grieving process after her death, and you know he asked the question, or the question was asked, you know, did I seek therapy? Did I rely strictly on God's word? How does someone navigate through that with help? Did I keep in touch with her family? Some great questions. And there is a reference here to remembering reading about the story in Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Bill Lapter was the one of the main guys who was part of Pro Wrestling Illustrated when they were a teenager. They remember reading the story, and they did a great story, by the way. They really did, on Mandy's struggle with cancer and her eventual death at a very young age, age 26. And W. McCracken Jr. says, since we're all going to face bad times in our lives, we've always wondered or been interested in how people get through them. What worked and what didn't work. Well, I can only speak from personal experience, right? With the loss of Mandy as a wife. Now, I have since then too lost my mom, lost my dad, and so the process. I'll just start with Mandy because I will reference my mom and dad. I actually did a show about my relationship with my dad too. If you haven't listened to that or downloaded or subscribed, go and make sure and listen to the show I did on about my dad. And the situation with Mandy was much different than my mom and dad, and that's why I want to kind of give you a picture of the two. With Mandy, I was not a Christ follower. I was not a believer or a Christ follower. I do remember back in those days. I do remember, like, when those last 6 weeks when we were in the when she was in the ICU, the intensive care unit there in Huntsville, Alabama, going to their little prayer chapel, and praying to God, you know, and like many of us, you know, asking that, you know, that why does this have to happen to her, you know, in such a young age and all of that, and so. Part of my journey and eventually coming to know Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior, 17 October 1993, that was a part of my journey looking back, was how I dealt with or related to her death, how it opened my eyes to the brevity of life, just how short life truly can be. And really, if we think about it, even if we live to be, you know, Scripture says 70, you know, maybe 80, and some. My parents lived into their 90s. Some people lived to be 100, but not much longer than that, right? So if you consider eternity, and you're like, what's eternity look like? Well, let me see if I can, through the airwaves, let me see if I can paint a mental picture for you how I see eternity. If I was, if you and I were watching, viewing a bird, and that bird was going to take one grain of sand off the east or west coast, one grain of sand, and fly that grain of sand to the moon and deposit it upon the moon and fly back and get another grain of sand, fly it back and forth until it got all the grains of sand on all of planet Earth deposited on the moon. no telling how long that would take, right? Can you picture that in your mind's eye? Little bird, grain of sand, fly to the moon, deposit it, fly back, another grain of sand. As long as that would take, that doesn't even touch eternity. Think about that. Eternity is forever. And so, you know, when I think about the brevity of life, whether it's Mandy passing at age 26 or my mom at age 93, my dad at age 92, and however long I live, I don't know, but however long I might live, it's still the blink of an eye in relation to eternity. And yet we focus so much time and effort, don't we, on the short time we have here on earth, when in reality, we're going to spend eternity one of two places, heaven or hell, according to the Bible. And my goodness, how much more important. In fact, it says in 2 Timothy, he talks about, you know, bodily exercise being, you know, important, but even more important is growing and developing our spirit man, our inner man, that personal relationship with Jesus. Because if we know him and have a relationship with him, then we get to spend eternity with him, forever with him. And so wouldn't we want to grow and learn as much as we can now before we step into eternity, right? I think that's called discipleship or something like that. But all that to say, going back to Mandy and how I handled that situation personally, no, I did not seek therapy. I did not do that. I just really grieved on my own. And I certainly didn't rely on God's word, because again, I wasn't a Christ follower at the time. So I didn't believe on or rely on God's word as far as those first two questions. And you asked, how does someone navigate through that with help? Well, I mean, it's different. I think it's kind of different for everybody, right? There are some who I know therapy does help. So, I'm not opposed to that. I just didn't seek that. But there are some who that does help. Therapy does help. Counseling, you know, grieving counseling. Many churches offer that, right? A grieving counseling to help someone through that with their loved one, especially. And so that's certainly an option, a way of getting help. Certainly for those who are Christ followers, who are believers, I don't know how people, honestly, I don't know how they do it without Jesus at this point. I don't know how they cope. I take that back. I think I do know how some of them cope. It's called escapism. And by that meaning, some will escape into alcohol and in some cases even become an alcoholic just to drown their pain. And not because they just don't want to deal with it. Some drugs. So there's different ways. Some food. I mean, there's different ways people do grieve, and some are you might say healthier ways than others. But the number one way I would say the number one and two things would be certainly having that personal relationship with Jesus is going to be a good starting point. And then if you have that, nothing wrong with seeking out a professional counseling, professional help, especially if you're really, really struggling with it and can't seem to navigate that without help, right? And then there may be some close friends that rally around you too, whether it's family members or maybe you're part of a Bible study, and they're going to rally around you and love on you and help you as well. As far as keeping in touch with their family, I've not kept in touch with her family, but I have it at different times connected with them just from time to time, or some of them I've been out preaching or ministering have attended some of the services and came up and, you know, and said hello as far as that goes. And as I mentioned, I mean, the Wrestle Magazine, you know, doing a great story on that. And you're right. We're all, let's face it, we're all going to face some sort of trial, tribulation. You said in your email, bad times. I think of the scripture where God said, you know, it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. It's just the reality, right? I mean, even if you're a Jesus lover and a Christ follower, it doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle with something, or you're not going to have something unfortunate happen to you in your lifetime. And so they're great questions. They really are. And as you said, you know, you've just been interested in just knowing how people get through them and what's worked and what hasn't worked. So, I mean, that's my personal experience. And as far as, you know, what's worked and what hasn't worked, I mean, obviously you're going to want to talk to more people, kind of navigate that by talking to more people and just hearing their stories. Hey, what did you do to grieve through your loss, and you know, what worked and what didn't work? For me, I think the way I grieved myself through it, it worked for me. And as I said, led me up to that point in time of eventually surrendering my life to Jesus, and then being able to look back on that and have an appreciation for the brevity of life, and just how important it is to have a relationship with Jesus and be surrounded with other people who are there to support me, you know, in the passing of my mom, in the passing of my dad. And there's it was kind of forthcoming. I mean, I could kind of see the writing on the wall. So I was already preparing my heart for their passing. So, you know, there was a grieving period, but there was a rejoicing and a joy in knowing they both surrendered their hearts to Jesus, and I was going to be reunited with them one day in heaven. And so that was very helpful as well. So W. McCracken Jr., thank you for all of your questions, man. Appreciate it. Help keep spreading the word on the podcast. It's time to man up. I hope that was helpful for you, and look forward, who knows, maybe one day I'll come to your community and maybe even preach at your church. So you take care. Let's stay connected through social media and all the platforms. God bless you.
This is the Truth Network.